Is your career stalled and moving nowhere fast? Then you should check out the Cast Class. The Cast Class is an exciting and interactive way to learn casting and splinting techniques. The Cast Class is 100% online with downloadable study material. Learn valuable skills to take your career to the next level with the Cast Class. Check us out on the web at thecastclass.com.
Welcome to another episode of Sunshine from Heaven. Let's dive right in. Today's scripture will be coming from Romans, the 6th chapter, the 16th through the 23rd verse. I'll be reading the New Living Translation. Ready? Let's read. Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. Thank God, once you were slaves of sin, but now you wholeheartedly obey the teaching we have given you. Now you are free from your slavery to sin, and you have become slaves to righteous living. Because of your weakness of your human nature, I'm using this illustration of slavery to help you understand all this. Previously, you let yourselves be slaves to impurity and lawlessness, which led even deeper into sin. Now you must give yourselves to be slaves to righteous living so that you will become holy. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. And what was the result? You are now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus for our Lord. I've read to you Romans, the 6th chapter, the 16th through the 23rd verse. May God add the increase. Many of us are guilty of many things, but I want to make this really hit home. And I think most of us speed in some way or another. And if the sign says 55, we feel that doing 60 or 63 is okay. That is until we see the police. And then we try to slow down as quickly as we can without bringing attention to ourselves. Why do we break the law and then get upset or feel some type of way about the ticket? Breaking the law of the land has many side effects. First, making you late to wherever you were speeding to. And then it's money that we're going to have to pay for that ticket that wasn't in our budget. Maybe it's time off work if we have to go to court or do some type of defensive driving. Bottom line, it's a pain in the you know what. But we should always feel some type of way when we sin or become a part of sin, or even if someone around you is sinning. I've said it once and I will say it many more times. As a sinner saved by grace, I know and can testify that sin will take you further than you want to go and will keep you longer than you want to stay. Don't let sin become a normal part of your life. It will decay you and turn you into somebody that you don't even recognize. I pray that God opens your heart and your mind to know and understand that you are a new creature and that old things have passed away. No, the thoughts of your sin may still be present in your mind, but even more so, the thoughts of what Jesus had to endure before and while he was on the cross for you and I should be even more prevalent. Sin wants to kill you, and it tells us in God's word that the very payment for sin is death, but your payment for living for God is eternal life. It seems so simple. Do you want to live or do you want to die? I believe that 99.9% of the people will choose to live, but those same people will choose sin, knowing that sin only wants to kill you. I pray that you get Jesus and get delivered from those very things that want to kill you. Seek God now while there is still time. He loves you, and he has reserved a spot in heaven for you specifically. Please call him through your repentance of your sin and the prayer of salvation and confirm your reservation for heaven today. May God bless you and keep you this day. And remember, share a little sunshine.